On that first Christmas, nothing changed. God had broken into our world with sound and beauty. Light and hope pierced the dark of gloom, and nothing changed. The prophets of old had spoken of it. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The people who sat in darkness waited and hoped and prayed and longed for light to dawn. But nothing changed. A new mother, unprepared and scared, says, "Yes. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant." Longing for a deliverance, for a chance to recognize that her life matters in a world dominated by privilege, power, and might. In a backwater town, an afterthought on the best of days, in the middle of nowhere, amid the screaming birth pangs, animal breath, and a bewildered carpenter, an unwed refugee teenager brought our salvation, Jesus, the Messiah, into the numb and noisy world. God had done the improbable. And yet, nothing changed. Angels, winged messengers of fierce gentleness, clothed in light and overflowing with song, heralded the birth of the Word into the world. But the beauty of their song, the fierceness of their countenance, the light of eternity was lost on certain poor shepherds keeping their flocks by night. Glory to God in the highest heaven. Message sent, song ended, even the angels return to their heavenly duties. Nothing changed. Living on the borders, the edges, the margins, the unwanted outcasts who tended the sheep, the hired hands who were counted as two steps above nothing, to these the angels imparted their celestial song. The shepherds, filled with fear and awe at the message of the angels, came and saw and stood for a time gazing at the world's redemption. God's self, wrapped in the beauty of a babe, the Messiah, the Lord. Nothing changed. Dull peace sprawled boringly over the earth, filling the holy night with the scent of the ordinary. Not even the Romans, the purveyors of power, paid any attention. It was a night like any other, unremarkable in its ordinariness. Nothing changed, except everything changed. God, the great I am, the sculptor of the mountains, the crafter of the universe, the voice of creation, entered into our world and changed everything. On Christmas morning, nothing changes, yet everything changes. Our world continues along its path as God continually breaks into our humanity like a stealthy thief in the small hours of the night, leaving traces of hope and drops of courage along a weary path. We oblivious travelers seeking the lingering presence of the divine miss the signs of God being born again and again and again and again into our world. We, the followers of this helpless child, this Jesus, We are the ones challenged and called to change everything. We who would prefer a God who crashes into the world with power and authority and great might are called to the daily work of Christmas. Nothing changes because we are the ones called to be the change. God coming into our world has no meaning unless we continue the work of Christmas. God comes into our lives not with blazing glory, but in the quiet of a stable. God enters our world not with sound and fury, but in the whimpering of a newborn child. Not with power and authority, but in the helplessness of a baby. Not with class or privilege, but as a displaced refugee with no nation of his own. The work of Christmas is our work. God enters and changes everything. The work of changing and transforming our humanity is ours to fulfill. The work of welcoming the outcast living on the edges and margins, the work of bringing good news of great joy to all the world, proclaiming the transformative power of love in action, is now our angelic message. Now more than ever, our world needs Christmas. Not the pristine angels or the idyllic shepherds of movies and Christmas cards, but the real, messy, unsure, and often fearful carriers of the Christmas message. Now more than ever, our world needs the followers of Jesus to step out of our places of comfort and our communities of refuge to proclaim, not just in words, but in action, God's favor, God's hope, God's love. Our world needs Christmas not just today, but every day. God breaks into our world and nothing happens without us. A writing from Howard Thurman says it best. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. At Christmas, nothing changes except everything. Merry Christmas.